very much, Mr. Co-Chair, and thank you very much to everyone involved with the GFMD for making us, making the office of the SRSG feel so welcome in your firmament. We greatly appreciate that, and we greatly appreciate the support and the insights that you have been able to provide us, and indeed the broad community focusing on the challenges of international migration. This is the busiest period, I think it's safe to say, for everyone involved in the GCM process. This is the inflection point, really, for many of us. As the phase one, the consultations, comes to an end, we gear up for the stocktaking meeting in Mexico in just a couple of weeks' time. We now have a date and a venue for the summit meeting itself, and I must thank the Moroccans for so kindly offering to host that. I think that will be something very much to look forward to. And then for us, for the SRSG and her team, we have the small issue of preparing. I will sleep a lot better when the preparation is a little further on the road, preparing the SG's report, which, as you'll be aware from the modalities resolution, is to be his input into the zero draft discussion. So really a lot of work streams coming to a head at the same time. I think that was inevitable, but it does make for a hectic period. I think the process itself is probably reasonably well understood. I'm happy to answer any questions there may be out there on any aspect of the process to the extent I can, including obviously the meeting in Mexico. But I thought it may be of some interest to you if I say a few words about the Secretary-General's report. And only a few, because I don't want to spoil the suspense. I don't want, you know, to give you so many spoilers that you don't want to read the thing when we publish it in the early days of January. And I'll start, and apologies to colleagues who've already heard this, I'll start with maybe an explanation of what we don't think the report will be, what the report will not be. And that's essentially three things. Firstly, it's not going to be a reiteration of previous commitments that are out there, that have been made by the Member States of the United Nations as regards migration, or the many excellent guidelines and standards that are in various stages of development. Nor will it be a rearticulation of the positions that have been voiced in the consultations to date. We really believe that that is for Mexico to undertake. Secondly, it won't be a zero draft. It won't be the Secretary General's best shot at a zero draft of the Global Compact. It will be his input into what some of the issues and priorities and points of emphasis that he feels should be considered as the co-facilitators have the challenging task of putting that zero draft together. And finally, it won't be definitive. And I mean this in two ways. One is we are restricted by the word limit and other constraints of a formal Secretary General's report. It will not be, it cannot be the last word on a subject as complex as migration, on which so much has already been written. And it also can't be definitive because to the extent it is the Secretary General articulating his views on how the system can best support the member states in implementing the Global Compact, he is constrained by the fact that he hasn't seen the Global Compact. So he can begin to discuss what some of the challenges will be in ensuring the system is able to support the member states, but he's not going to, I think, be able to give a definitive picture in that regard. We're also assuming, I think as everyone is assuming, that the Global Compact will be legally non-binding. I stress legally, because one assumes there is a degree of political and moral buy-in. Otherwise, what would be the point of the process? And we assume also that it's going to be the effect and success of the Global Compact is going to be based almost entirely on the level of cooperation it secures. We're assuming also that there will be no new institutions. There's no real need, we believe, for new institutions. And finally, we will be drafting this report very explicitly with placing the Global Compact as an important milestone, but not the end point of a process of the United Nations writ large engaging more coherently and strategically on issues around migration than it has done to date. And I think this point about it being not the end point is an important one. As I said, I think we will, and we'll also obviously ground the report in the Secretary General's reform initiatives, whether as regards management reform or as regards the broader development agenda, and we'll ground this report, I think, very squarely within the key pillars of the UN work, whether that be development, human rights, and security. We hope to have this report published, I think, by mid-January at the very latest. And then I think, as I said, it won't be the last word on migration, far from it, but we would hope to use the issues that are raised in this report as entry points to work in parallel with the negotiations in unpacking some of the options, policy options, operational options that are out there. And in that regard, I note very much the emphasis of the GFMD and its input in trying to tease out some examples of best practices from around the world. And I think this will be a very important contribution to everyone's understanding of how to move the issue forward. I think I'll leave it there. Happy to take